I just want to say thank you and welcome to Gray Pearson, our visiting musician. Can we say thank you to him, please? We are always so grateful to have you with us. Thank you. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. Amen. Where is your heart rooted? I want to invite you to place your hand on your heart right now for a moment. Place your hand on your heart. And I want to invite you just to notice your body when you hear this question. No judgment, just noticing. Where is your heart rooted now, today, in this moment? Is your heart on rocky soil, thorny soil, or deeply rooted in good soil? What does the Spirit say to you? Like seeds that fall into good soil and bear good fruit, our hearts are the good soil for the indwelling Spirit. When we nourish that good soil, our mortal bodies will bear the good fruit of the Spirit which has been sown in our hearts. Today in our gospel, Jesus is surrounded by people. It says, such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there. I love this image. Jesus is like, nope. I'm out. He just gets in a boat and floats just a little bit out. Jesus was often doing this taking space from the crowds. Why do you imagine Jesus did this? Going to the mountaintop, floating out into the water, standing still on the hill before he speaks to large crowds. Whenever we hear in our scripture that Jesus is speaking to large crowds, we can be sure that these crowds are diverse and full of people with varying agendas. Some, gathered in these large crowds, want to learn from the teacher. Some want to test him and find fault. Some want to kill him. This is just the truth in the world of the flesh. I imagine that to be in such a large crowd full of people who either want to venerate you or exile you would be a challenge for any person and would feel oppressive. I imagine that even Jesus needed to protect himself so that he could be subject only to the Spirit that dwells within, because Jesus was in a mortal body too. So Jesus floats out far enough out into the sea that he can have space to hear and understand the Spirit that dwelled within him. As he speaks, he tells the crowd stories. Stories help us to hear truth and then connect that truth to our own lives through thoughtful reflection. Stories help us to be curious. Jesus, sitting in a boat floating out in the sea, tells the large crowd a story about soil and seeds and a sower. He tells a story about seeds that fall onto a path, and yet they have nowhere to root, so they are quickly eaten up by birds. He tells a story about seeds that fall into good soil and produce good grain. Now, both of these stories are simple and easily understood, but the story that makes me deeply curious is the story that falls in the middle here. The story about the seeds that are thrown onto rocky or thorny soil. Now, these seeds have just enough soil to spring up. So an observer may look at the plants that are growing and then assume that the fruit will be good. But so much more is happening with plants than an observer can simply see with their eyes. And it is the same with our hearts. You see, these plants die because their roots have nowhere to go. And so when the sun comes out and the heat increases, the truth becomes obvious: their roots had no depth. Jesus speaks, and in his speaking helps the listener relate this story to his own life. Jesus says, "As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no roots, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arise on the account of the word, this person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit." Hears the word and understands it. What allows us in our mortal bodies to hear the word and then allows for our hearts to understand it? Because Jesus says here, this hearing and understanding is what will make us right now in our mortal bodies become good soil for the indwelling spirit and to produce good fruit. Paul reminds us in our epistle today, we do not live by the flesh, but by the spirit that dwells within. Like seeds that fall into good soil and bear good fruit, our hearts are the good soil for the indwelling spirit. When we nourish that good soil, our mortal bodies will bear the good fruit of the spirit, which is sown in our hearts. When we gather and pray together, I often invite you to pay attention to your body. I do this because we live an embodied faith, a faith that requires us to pay attention to our bodies, because it is there that the Spirit dwells within. When we pay attention to our body, we are really paying attention to the Spirit that dwells within. But how do we listen to our bodies, to the Spirit that dwells within, and then also understand it? Think for a minute about how a child comes to understand a thing. They ask questions. Children are deeply and unapologetically curious. Jesus says, "Be like the little children." When we listen to our bodies and to the Spirit, how can we become deeply curious about what we hear and thus understand it? We, like the little children, can ask questions from a place of deep curiosity. But we live in a culture that will do almost anything to get us to ignore our bodies and doesn't often reward us for asking too many questions. Instead, we are asked to work too hard, eat unhealthy food, sit for long periods of time, even follow rules and laws that harm the bodies of our neighbors, all without asking any questions. But Paul says we live according to the Spirit. The world around us will make the flesh paramount, but the Spirit that dwells within will ask us to rest, to play, to dance, to move, to sit still in nature and to be curious. Because the spirit that dwells within knows we need rest to be more loving. We need movement to be more engaged. We need silence to hear the spirit speaking to us. And we need to be curious and ask questions in order to understand. When we do not truly understand the words of the kingdom, we are like seeds on rocky soil with nowhere to root and grow. When we lack curiosity and thus understanding, we lack depth. And when we lack depth of understanding, the evil one will come and snatch away what is sown in our hearts, says Jesus. If we hear the voice of the Spirit calling us to feed the poor, but we do not ask more deeply, why are the poor unfed? We are throwing seeds onto rocky soil. If we visit the prisoner and yet we do not ask, why are these humans imprisoned? Then we are throwing seeds on thorny soil. If we care for the orphaned child, but we do not ask what happened to this child's mother, then we are throwing seeds on rocky soil. If we house the homeless, but we do not ask, why is there no home for this human? Then we are throwing seeds on thorny soil. The spirit that dwells within will always cause us to ask the deeper questions together, and the spirit that dwells within will lead us to those answers together. Together, not just with each other here at Grace, but with those we seek to serve. When we take the time to put our mortal bodies into relationship with the mortal bodies of the poor, the prisoner, the orphan, the unhoused, then the spirit that dwells within each of us will urge us to be curious and understand the word, not simply hear them. I want to invite you to listen to your bodies every time you encounter the poor, the prisoner, the orphan. How do you feel? How do you feel when you are proximate to suffering, injustice, and oppression? When we notice feelings of guilt or shame or fear in the face of suffering, our hearts are planted in thorny soil. Jesus says, this is the one when trouble or persecution arises on the account of the word, that person immediately falls away. Or can we learn to sit in the tension of suffering and injustice in this world and not fall away, but rather connect to the spirit that dwells within and from that place be curious about injustice and oppression, seeking to understand the word of the kingdom, the spirit that dwells within. Sometimes, in order to care for our hearts and root deeply in good soil, we need to get in a boat and sit there. Sometimes we need to climb the mountaintop and pray alone, listening to the spirit that dwells within. And sometimes we need to come together and ask the hard questions and seek understanding. Friends, when the scorching sun of guilt, shame, fear, and anger arise in us, do not fall away or shut down or become cynical or apathetic. Instead, get in a boat and float out in the water for a bit and listen to Jesus and to the spirit that dwells within. Be deeply curious and seek to understand the kingdom. When we practice this attention and we root deeply, no evil can snatch away what is sown in our hearts. And our hearts become the good soil and they bear the good fruit of love and justice. Amen.